This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley business owners and community leaders are preparing for the 32nd annual Chippewa Valley Rally event this month. Each year, Chambers of Commerce officials from Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Menominee organize teams to travel to Madison and meet with state lawmakers. Scott Rogers is the Senior Director of Governmental Affairs for the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce and explained the goal of the annual event.
The Chippewa Valley Rally is a trip to Madison to talk about economic issues with our lawmakers and other policymakers that's been put on now for 32 years by the Chambers of Commerce in Chippewa Falls, Menominee, and Eau Claire. And what we do is we bring about 100 to 120 business and community leaders to Madison, visit with legislative offices, and talk about the economic issues in state government that affect the economy in our area.
Rogers also highlighted some pending legislation that would specifically address issues facing the Chippewa Valley, like healthcare access and a shortage of affordable housing.
One of the unusual things about this year is even though the legislature is getting close to adjournment, there are a lot of bills in a few key areas that are still pending, including several that would help improve housing supply and affordability, some bills that relate to EMS services and making hospital beds available.
The Chippewa Valley Rally will take place on Thursday, February 19th. Local residents interested in attending can register online with a $99 fee until Wednesday or a $110 fee after Wednesday. For an additional $35 fee, they can also take a round-trip charter bus to Madison and back for the one-day event. Residents who decide to stay in Madison can also get a discounted hotel rate if they reserve by February 8th. Democratic state lawmakers are proposing a constitutional amendment to solidify the right to privacy for Wisconsin residents. If adopted, the amendment to the state constitution would shift the legal burden of proof in privacy violation cases from the individual to the government. Under that adjustment, government agencies would be responsible for justifying how it had the authority to violate an individual's privacy rights, rather than the individual being required to prove that a government agency violated the rights. Democratic state lawmakers have also introduced separate legislation that would allow residents to file a lawsuit over privacy violations in state court, regardless of whether the subject of that lawsuit is a state or federal government agency. That proposed bill is currently being reviewed in committee. Democratic state lawmakers are hoping the proposed constitutional amendment will gain bipartisan support. It must pass in both the state assembly and Senate in two consecutive sessions before it appears on a statewide ballot for voters to approve. A recent report from the American Lung Association found that Wisconsin lawmakers haven't done enough to reduce tobacco usage in the state. According to organization data, tobacco use kills nearly 8,000 Wisconsinites each year, making it the leading cause of preventable death and disease both in the state and across the country. High school students in Wisconsin also use tobacco at a higher rate than the national average. The American Lung Association releases a review on tobacco control each year, in which Wisconsin typically receives mostly failing grades. The review awards letter grades to states based on five categories. Wisconsin received F grades in tobacco prevention and cessation funding, access to cessation services, and flavored tobacco products, as well as a D grade for tobacco taxes. The state did receive a B grade in the final category, ensuring smoke-free air. The American Lung Association is calling on state lawmakers to raise Wisconsin's legal age of sale for tobacco products to 21, protect the statewide smoke-free air law, and create tax parity between cigarettes and e-cigarettes. Colfax Public Library officials say an anonymous donation has gotten them significantly closer to their fundraising goal for a new elevator. The anonymous donor agreed to match up to $40,000 of fundraising over the last year, during which time the library exceeded that goal and raised about $43,000. The library is hoping to raise a total of $300,000 for the elevator and apply for a community development block grant to cover the remaining cost. So far, they've raised a little less than $250,000. The Chippewa County Board has approved the creation of a new committee aimed at improving emergency medical services in the area. EMS services have been under incredible strain since the closure of HSHS St. Joseph's Hospital nearly 2 years ago, with the next nearest hospital 20 minutes away in Eau Claire. The additional travel time has led to longer response times for ambulances, as well as more wear and tear on equipment. The new committee met for the first time on Thursday and plans to provide the full county board with a report and their recommendations in August. Eau Claire Police Department officials say they responded to a swatting incident at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire campus over the weekend. According to law enforcement authorities, the fraudulent emergency call came in at around 10:30 p.m. on Sunday. They responded to Governor's Hall, secured the area, and spoke with the students who had been the victims of the swatting call. Authorities determined that nobody had been hurt and there was no active threat at the campus, but will continue to investigate the incident. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again asking the public to help with an ongoing study on the black bear population. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey seeks to track the reproduction and overall population of black bears in the state to help inform future policy decisions. Residents can help by reporting any black bear dens they see while out and about to the DNR, especially during this time of year when cubs are being born. If you see a den, you should keep a safe distance, mark your coordinates, and take a picture if possible. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Pacific Media News, I'm Stace Keen. Wisconsin families who use Food Share will soon have new rules on what they can buy. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill that blocks the program from covering candy and soda. That deal also adds $72 million in state money and more staff at the Department of Health Services. Evers says the extra funding will help protect families and taxpayers from bigger costs that are tied to recent federal changes. One of the people charged in the death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu in Marathon County is asking a judge for changes before his trial. Jesse Vang filed 3 motions in court yesterday, asking to move the trial and to keep some of the evidence out. Elijah disappeared from Two Rivers in early 2024 and was found dead months later. Vang and the child's mother, Katrina Bauer, both face felony charges, including child abuse and hiding a corpse. Prosecutors have until April 20th to respond, and a hearing is set for May. As the weather starts to warm up, a Wisconsin medical facility is trying to track ticks again. The Marshall Field Clinic Research Institute is kicking off its annual tick inventory via Citizen Science Project. Now, this is the 3rd year of the project through which people can send any ticks they come across to researchers. It's meant to help track the spread of the insects and determine risk factors for tick-borne illnesses. Officials say nearly 6,000 ticks were collected in each of the first 2 years of the project. Brewers fans headed to American Family Field for opening day can expect 2 things, traffic and new food. The DOT is working with the team to alert drivers about road work near the stadium. Once inside, fans will find new vendors offering items like barbecue, nachos on a stick, mac and cheese, waffles, deep fried Kringle, and cream puffs. The Brewers say it's all part of giving fans more reasons to come early and stay late. The season starts Thursday against the White Sox. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-1 win over the Reds last night in an exhibition game. Home runs by Bryce Terang and William Contreras. Manager Pat Murphy on the value of these 2 warm-up games at AmFam Field before opening day Thursday.
Anytime you get to go play baseball against an opponent, you get that opportunity to get that rhythm going, you know, and get your eyes set.
The Badgers women's hockey team back in Madison after winning the national championship again. Head coach Mark Johnson.
It's been a challenging year for a lot of different reasons, but they stuck together. I don't think a lot of us and a lot of you thought Claire Unright was going to get our game-winning goal, but that shows what type of team and how well they connected.
NBA, the Bucks got blown out again last night in L.A., losing to the Clippers 129-96.
This team hasn't had a losing season in 10 years. You haven't had one in almost 20.
Is that right? I didn't even know that. Jeez. Well, we're going to have one this year.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 54 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 30s to near 40 for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be even warmer, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.